be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says also, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." So that means Jesus spoke first, and we listen, and then we follow. If we are not listening, we can't follow him. So the word of God is very important for us to listen, to put in our hearts. When we have the word of God inside, then surely our direction is correct. If we don't have, we are not living the word of God or putting an important place in our life, then our direction is wrong. Because Jesus says also very clearly, you cannot serve two masters, either God or mammon. That means material goods and God himself. There are two directions. We can't say halfway, I love God, but I love my property. The first thing comes first. So let us remind ourselves, we don't have to sell all our things, but the way of behave is very important, especially the relationship with one another. Jesus he's praying for Father that they all may be one. Of course, this one is one in the Lord and one with one another. This unity is love, divine love, love of blessed Trinity. That means you have to die off your old self in order to have new life. And that's what St. Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So that put the word of God in our hearts and put into practice whenever God is calling you. If you open yourself, there's always the voice. If you belong to him, be sure, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. So Jesus knows us first, and they follow me. So if you are halfway, that means you are not following Jesus. You have to one mind, one heart, to follow the will of God the Father.